Good morning and greetings again. We have one more daily inspiration on the Rechabites who we have been studying this week. And we are in Jeremiah 35 again this morning. I won't read the whole thing. I'll read some of the last part of it. We read the first part of it yesterday and considered the fact that the real true lesson here on the Rechabites was that if the Rechabites could obey their earthly father, why couldn't the Israelites, the children of God, obey their heavenly father? So starting in verse 14 this morning, I'll read from 14 down to the end, which is 19. The words of Jonadab, the son of Rechab, that he commanded his sons not to drink wine, are performed. For unto this day they drink none, but obey their father's commandment. Notwithstanding, I have spoken unto you, rising early and speaking, but ye hearkened not unto me. I have sent also unto you all my servants, the prophets, rising up early and sending them, saying, Return ye now every man from his evil way, and amend your doings, and do not after other gods to serve them. And ye shall dwell in the land which I have given to you and to your fathers, but ye have not hearkened, nor inclined your ear to me, because the sons of Jonadab, the son of Rechab, have performed the commandment of their father, which he commanded them, but this people hath not hearkened unto me. Therefore thus saith the Lord God of hosts, the God of Israel, Behold, I will bring upon Judah and upon all the inhabitants of Jerusalem all the evil that I have pronounced against them, because I have spoken unto them, but they have not heard, and I have called unto them, but they have not answered. And Jeremiah said unto the house of the Rechabites, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Because ye have obeyed the commandment of Jonadab your father, and kept all his precepts, and done according unto all that he hath commanded you, therefore thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Jonadab the son of Rechab shall not want a man to stand before me forever. So, God was setting up the Rechabites to provoke Israel to emulation, to jealousy. God was blessing the Rechabites in hopes that the Israelites would also desire that blessing then. And the principle that was started in Genesis is still very true in this day with the Rechabites and even in our day, that those who bless the nation of Israel will also be blessed. And the Rechabites blessed the nation of Israel. They never fought against them. They never were a snare to them. It seems like they never were they never did anything but bless them and bless the God that was at work with them. So indeed, God was very ready to bless the Rechabites also. And it seems like they were a remnant that was ripe for God's grace. They were a remnant that had come along in understanding and had come closer to God as time went on, it seems like. And here they were. They were ready for a fuller revelation, for more enlightenment. They were ready to worship the Jehovah God in spirit and in truth. And now I'd like to come back around to something I had touched on early this week. Why did God bless the Rechabites for obeying their earthly father and Jonadab is called their father here when he is a good many generations back. I don't have the details as far as how many generations. So he might have been the great-great-grandfather or something, and they were obeying him. Now, why did God bless that? Why did God look so kindly on that when we consider Matthew 15, when Jesus rebuked the Pharisees very strongly for obeying the commandments of men rather than God's. And other things that Jesus taught, and how he took the Pharisees to task for having their own rules and laws instead of obeying God's. And Galatians chapter 1 speaks of anyone that brings a false, it says another Jesus, anyone that brings another Jesus or another gospel is accursed. In Revelation 22, we have the scripture that strongly teaches against adding or taking away any of God's word, that it must be kept pure. It must be kept in its entirety. It must be honored in taking away or adding to it. Of course, could speak of Bible translators, Bible printers, that if they would eliminate verses or add verses, that is a severe punishment for them. But I think it's very much applicable also to in our hearts, in our obedience, and in our faith. Do we accept all of God's word and believe it and obey it? Or do we stop short of all of them? And do we accept all of them and stop short of adding more to them? That's what we need to do. We cannot overstep. We cannot go beyond and add more to God's word than what's there, lest we be found to be hypocrites. But here God so openly blessed the Rechabites for their obedience to their father in things that God had not prescribed. God never said in his law that we should not drink wine. God never said in his law that we should not build houses or plant vineyards or have seed. In other words, plant crops. God never said these things, so why did he bless them when they did it? There are some very key points on this, some very key facts. One is, these were not the people of God. These were not the people that received the law in the wilderness. They were not neglecting the law of God for their own laws. That's the one key difference. The other one is also big. They were not doing this in order to gain favor from God, at least not in a religious sense. They were not doing these things thinking that by their self-righteous works they can please God. They were simply doing these things in order to preserve themselves as a people in this earth. Because they were there with the Israelites, they did not want to set themselves up in a way that they would be competing against the people of God, and that they would be carried away with their own lusts and in fleshly things. It was not religiously done. It was to preserve their lives, preserve them as a people. So those two are very, very key differences. If we, as the people of God, as Christian people, would do the same thing, God would not look at that in the same way. God wants us to receive all of his word and obey it and not go beyond in setting up our own religion that has other rules and laws other than the word of God, especially anything that would contradict, anything that would take our focus away from the word of God, where if we focus on our traditions rather than on the word of God, we're in trouble. And if we have traditions that take away from the word of God, that actually contradict, that bring to naught the word of God, bring to nothing the word of God in our lives, then we are in trouble. We cannot take the Rechabites and say, well, it worked out good for them. It should work out good for us. They had our own rules and laws and follow them religiously. The Rechabites didn't do it for religious purposes. And neither did they know God in the sense that the Israelites did. So I hope that's a blessing to you. I hope that's enlightening. And just like the Rechabites were brought to fuller enlightenment through this, there were some that came to stand before the Lord. And God even said that it would always be so. It would never be that the Rechabites would totally disappear from before his face. And that is a blessing. That's encouraging. And may it be so with us also, that we can, as we go through life, we can seek fuller enlightenment and receive it and operate accordingly. Well, may God bless you. It's been a pleasure to share with you this week. And I hope you will take the word of God, hide it in your hearts, and serve him with all of your heart. May God bless you.